It takes money to run the kingdom of God. To bring the gospel into the world requires the spending of money. We don't like to hear that, and many ministries make me very uncomfortable in the way that they handle it, so I'm careful who I give money to. But it was no different in the days of Jesus. Jesus was not a poor person. He did not have a poor background. His parents had money. They had gold, frankincense, and myrrh that were the gifts to him when he was a babe. And I'm sure they did not squander that, although they needed money to live in Egypt for a while. But Jesus' earthly father had a profession. Jesus followed that profession. He had a house. He had income. Sort of an average kind of guy. Not rich, but not poor either. But the Bible says he became poor for our sakes. He took his ministry to the world as an itinerant preacher, but he still needed finances. He still needed money, and there were those that contributed to that. Why, he even had a thief that was the treasurer of the group that he was with, Judas. It says he stole out of the money bag. Well, some things never change, do they? But listen to what it says in chapter 8 of Luke, with the first verse. And it came to pass afterwards that Jesus went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto them of their substance. You see, that means that they gave money to the ministry of Jesus, and that gave them the finances they need. They could travel around the country and preach and have something to eat and have sometimes a place to stay. I'm sure they didn't sometime. Jesus said, I don't even have a place to lay my head at one point. And so we want to be faithful with giving, and we want to be careful too. Be careful to whom you give. I think a good principle is to tithe, to give 10% of income into the church that you are a part of, into the storehouse, and then other gifts on top of that to other ministries or to people, or however you want to do it. We want to be generous people. But Jesus needed that in his ministry on earth, and he still needs it in his kingdom. Let's pray. Father, help me, O Lord, to be wise in this manner of money and gifts and giving and tithing. Help me to understand your way and your word. You have said to test you in this. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon you you cannot contain. I believe that, Lord. I've experienced that. Help me to be a good giver, because I know that the kingdom of heaven on earth needs finances. In Jesus' name, amen.